This is Justin Ruiz, and over the next couple weeks, I'm going to take you guys on a journey through how I'm reshaping my life and recreating a new me. A journey that I've been taking for over 4 months now. And I'm going to show you what I got going on and what I'm learning. So, hopefully you guys like it. Stay tuned. This dream, I was 16 and my teacher, Mrs. Brown, had given us a assignment, an essay to write describing our dream for our lives or you know, something that was temporary and wasn't a lifelong journey. It was more of just something that was still passionately resonating with us on a level that was still possible, I guess, you know. Actually, when Miss Brown presented us with this assignment, I said, Miss Brown, I just want to be Buzz Lightyear and be friends with Woody and sing to infinity and beyond. I just want to be Buzz Lightyear. I got no good reason, Ms. Brown. But, no, my dream, that's what she had me write down. And she asked us to present how we were going to get that done, step by step, you know, 5 pages. And elaborate. So this is my dream. So, my dream. This dream has been circulating around my head, has been there, here, in my mind for not very long, but it has always had its foundation. I've always been interested in people who did good, made a difference. First, it was Superman, the more realistic people like Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., war heroes, and the Dalai Lama all came later. I admired all of these people who are heroes in my eyes. All with strife, had reasons to be angry, but dealt with that situation at their toes peacefully. Much differently than I would have done. They helped so many people, and the ability to change and help somebody's life is of my highest achievements. I must deal with myself first, learn lots about many and all sorts of things, then do my best to understand people and everything around me. Helping and solving, then teaching others who may want to listen to my view and understanding of things. Anyone who has ever been noted down, remembered, and made a stamp of good in this world was almost unnatural. With thoughts, emotions, to have any impenetrable force lunge for them and make that force penetrable. With simple thoughts, words, actions, and no one would expect, peacefully, I must be wise to achieve a clear mind. First step. The first thing to do is deal with myself. What I mean by this is dealing with internal, negative, unsound, deep, and on-the-surface problems. Then understand, make peace, move past those problems, and rid traits that I do not believe do me good. Then make habits of new ones. This, of course, is a very condensed, unproportional sum up of my next summary. To deal with myself and its internal conflicts that have been afflicted on me from the beginning will take lots of want and determination. First, I have to begin thinking what issues or things that I don't like about myself. Fortunately for me, I've spent a little over a year and a half doing so. Taking away or controlling something that's been in a sense of attachment to me for almost too long. This will be a process. But when having a full realization that it has brought nothing but trouble, pain, unhappiness, on top of all other life friction, taking this away sounds like a better bargain. My anger.